Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe coming to you from Springboro, Ohio. I am Sister Joanna Green, my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, and we just welcome you. If this is your first time listening, we hope you enjoy this. Praise God. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, you're welcome to call in, turn in prayer requests. If you're a preacher, preach with us, but just know that we do go by the King James Version Bible only. Praise the Lord. So call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. We have many prayer requests. We're going to start out with prayer, and of course, then we'll pray later on in the broadcast for the overall the prayer requests. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask, Lord, that you touch this ministry, Lord, that you reach the world, dear God. Let your word go forth, Lord, with the anointing, Lord, destroying yokes, dear God, of bondage, of drugs, of alcohol, of them that want to be saved and they just don't have any way that they can see, Lord, that you can move for them. Lord, show them how real you really are, God. In the name of Jesus, heal sick bodies, dear God. We curse diabetes, cancers, and all those sicknesses, Lord, the doctors can't do anything about, Lord. We know that you are the great physician. Praise the Lord. And to you, God, be all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We lift up your holy name, Jesus. We praise you.
All the ministers lifting them up.
Jesus,
God, that you'd have your way, Father, tonight in this service.
Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. To him be all the glory always. Hallelujah. We want to turn in prayer requests for Jacqueline Grigsby. She says, please pray. She has an unspoken request. Donna Thirsty says, yes, please. I know God will answer, and he knows best. Praise the Lord. So pray for her. Bonnie Hamlin says, Joanna, I do. She has a prayer request. Praise God. And so hers is unspoken. Pauline Hamlin says she does. She has a very special unspoken request, so remember that. God knows all about it. Sister Robin Wallenlander, she says, yes, please pray for her friend Sherry. She's in the hospital, very ill. Also, her son, his liver counts are back up, and he has to go back up to double of his chemo meds. So pray for him. And Sister Sherry Perry says, continue to pray. Remember for Greg and Jenny Lynn. last I know that Greg has been in hospice, and they're not giving him a good chance there to live. They are safe, praise God. Evangelist Freedom says, I need your prayers. Sister Cora Reed says, a good sister from their church, she's the pastor's wife, Sister Cora Reed is, says, a good sister from our church found out yesterday that her cancer is back. She starts chemo on Monday. Also, we have a couple other friends who have cancer. Remember them also and their families. I know God can heal them if it's His will. Look what He has done for me in the past year. Praise the Lord. Praise God, Sister Cora. If you can hear us tonight, we are with you, standing in prayer. Praise the Lord. Sister Brenda Smith, I have an unspoken request that I need the Lord to move on, and my sister Sandra and her family. Yes, we will sure remember that, Sister Brenda. And we know Sandra and Wendell very well, so keep Brother Wendell in your prayers. Lori, Sister Lori Perdue says, sis, I can use all the prayers I can get, so remember me and my family and all lost loved ones we all have. Thank you. God bless you. Sister Robin, she just made a correction there. Yes, she just says, remember her son's liver count. Brother Tim Hall said there's too numerous to list the prayer requests. If you are friends with Brother Tim Hall, you know he's a great, wonderful man of God, and he needs to be used out there. He's been down in his body since November with his hip, but prior to that he had triple bypass a few years ago, and he has been in a lot of pain. He needs a financial blessing. God knows all about it. He sure is a prayer warrior. He's been praying over 500 prayer requests or more just on Thursday night. So remember Brother Tim Hall. Also, let's remember Sister Dolores Benton. She says she has an urgent unspoken prayer request for her daughter. Excuse me. Excuse me again. Sister Rose Kinzer says her son needs healing and a friend is in the hospital in ICU. He has had a seizure in his sleep. So remember that. Praise God. God's going to move on these. I know He will. Praise the Lord. See, we've got a few callers here. I flip back over to my studio page. I'm opening up some mics as we speak here. And we're going to have 606.
Praise the Lord.
Excuse me. Come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located. Pray for this cold of mine.
I am Reverend Dwayne Van Hook, in Somerset, Kentucky, 153 Carter Avenue, Open Door Church, Open Door Ministries.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Van Hook. Good to have you on here tonight. You and Brother Shannon with you.
Amen.
Praise
I'm
God.
Shannon
Hallelujah.
From Hampton, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord, Brother Shannon. Good to have you on here, Brother Fife. And, 423, come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Good to have you on here, Brother Yearwood. And 706, come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Freda Litchfield. I just want to listen in tonight.
All right, sis, good to have you on here, and be praying for us all and pray over those prayer requests. We appreciate you.
I heard you. Hey. Yes. And this member, Thomas in Georgia, it's rough down here right now, so just keep the town in prayer, too.
Amen. We sure will. Okay. If you want to be part of this broadcast, we encourage you to call in 347-989-8862. Brother Van Hook, go ahead and obey the Lord, you and Brother Shannon, brother.
This topic tonight is on God orders our footsteps. I thank God that He does order our footsteps. You know, God can keep us out of danger. God can keep us away from harm. God can keep us away from trouble. God orders our footsteps. The Word of God tells us in Psalms chapter 17 and verse 5, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. That's an awesome prayer. We all as who are born again as Christian people that have Jesus in our lives, we need to pray to the Father God in Jesus' name, and we need to ask him to hold us up and strengthen Amen. Us and keep us in his will and keep us in his way and keep us in his guidance. Because, you know what? Because he loves us so much, praise God, hallelujah, that, praise God, that we can follow him, hallelujah, our footsteps can follow him, that we slip not. Praise God. In other words, that we sin not. The Bible says that to sin not, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. You see, tonight, brothers and sisters, we don't got to slip, but we can walk in the paths of the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Our footsteps can walk in his footsteps, and we can follow him. I remember reading in the book of Hebrews 12:14, the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness with that which no man shall see the Lord. And then verse 15 of that chapter says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, and lest any root of bitterness spring up in you, and many be defiled thereby. The word fail from the grace of God in the Greek means fall from the grace of God. It's not God's will that any man fall from the grace of God. It's not God's will that any person goes back on the Lord. It's God's will that we walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Amen. Just as Jesus walked in the footsteps, he walked and followed his Father. We are to walk and follow Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're not to give in to the devil. Because the Bible says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Talking about Jesus. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It also says, praise be to God, who always causes me to triumph. It says to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand or stand in the evil days, having done all to stand, stand therefore. So the Bible tells us that we can overcome through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we must walk in his footsteps. We must let him hold us up. And brothers and sisters, if we let him hold us up, and we're listening to his voice, we are following in his footsteps. Today, if you're out there and you don't know Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he died for you on the cross of Calvary, and he rose from the dead the third day, and he ascended at the right hand of God the Father. He's the Son of God, and he's the Messiah. The Bible says that he is the way to the Father. He's the way to God. It said, if we believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, said, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13 Amen. Says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What is that name? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God, and he's the Messiah. But children of God, we got to hold on. We got to keep on going. We got to keep on trusting God. Amen. He wants us to walk in these footsteps of his. But we got to praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to say, God, hold up my goings. Hold me up wherever I go. Let me follow. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Because I know that the Bible says, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. In other words, the same shall make it to be with God in heaven. Bible tells us the pure in heart shall see God. But it says, praise be to the name of the Lord. Every knee shall bow to the Lord Jesus Christ, but the pure in heart shall see God. Well, you know, today we know that the Bible says the pure in heart will see God, And if we know that the pure in heart will see God, let's make sure we're right with God. Let's let him hold up, hallelujah, our goings and our paths. And let's follow his path, praise God. Bible says straight is the path, praise God. It's a narrow path, praise God. But there's a wide path that leads to the lake of fire. There's a wide path that leads to hell and then the lake of fire. But praise be the name of the Lord. There's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. And we don't want to send ourselves to hell, praise God. But we want to let Jesus get us to heaven. But we must follow him and his footsteps and that we slip not. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to turn it back over to you, my brother.
Well, go ahead, Brother Shannon. You got something, some scripture or anything or a little preaching there to do? Just go ahead and go ahead.
Yeah. Our text is found in Psalm chapter 17, verse 5. It says, "Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not." Notice that. Hold up. God will hold us up. Sometimes when we're weak, God will quicken us according to his word, and he will hold us up. He said, "Hold up my goings in thy path." God has a path for us to take. God has a perfect will for our life. He has a plan for our life. But we got to seek his will, what it is that he has for us, the path that he wants us to take. We need to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit will always lead us according to the word of God. Now, here's how we can be led by the Holy Spirit. If we get a peace within our spirit, that is the green light that God is leading us by the Holy Spirit. And if you ever get a check in your spirit about someone or going somewhere, that is the Holy Spirit giving you the red light not to do it. We should never do anything unless we get the mind of God on something, and God will lead us by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Here in Psalm chapter 17, verse 5, it said, "Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not." God is able to keep us from slipping. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." That is how we are to walk, because God is a faith God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And the Bible says in verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." So we got to walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So how do we know which way that we should go? Well, we ask ourselves, what does the word of God have to say about the situation? The word of God will cover every situation of your life, what you should do. I don't care if an angel come and appeared at the end of your bed. If it does not tell you what the word of God says, that is not a true angel of God. Beloved, the word of God is final authority. You build your life on the word of God. You need to live according to the word of God. The psalmist said, "His word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Not only should we hide God's word in our heart, but we need to put God's word in our mouth, and we need to speak the word of God to our situation. Like the verse I quoted earlier, we walk by faith and not by sight. So in other words, we are not moved by our circumstance that we're in right now. But when we speak the word of God will move and change our circumstances. And the Bible says here in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 22, it said, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. Talking about the word of God. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Talking about the word of God will talk to us. A lot of people say, well, I want to hear God speak to me. When you open up the word of God, that is the voice of God. That is God speaking to you, beloved. And the Bible goes on and said, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instruction are the way of life. And Psalm chapter 119:11 says this, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. In other words, the word of God tells us where we should go and places we should not go. That is God speaking to us. And in Psalms 19:11, the Bible says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward when we obey the word of God. Psalm 119:9 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. The word of God, beloved, should be the most important thing in your life. If you will read the word of God, if you will study the word of God, the first thing when you wake up, that is putting the word of God first place in your life. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you seek his kingdom, when you make the kingdom of God first priority of your life, when you seek his righteousness, when you put the word of God first priority of your life, beloved, God will take care of everything else in your life. And the Bible says this here, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Notice this. He said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. A lot of people, they start out on this way, but they don't continue in this way. The word of God teaches present and progressive sanctification. And Jesus said this, that we are to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily. Beloved, this is a daily walk. We got to walk by faith daily and not by sight. And the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, he said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Beloved, it's the truth you know that will make you free. When you know that the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues is for you, when you know that truth, then that truth will make you free. When you know that it's always God's will for you to be healed and to walk in divine health, then that truth will make you free. Now, just as I'm ministering unto the Lord, this is coming up out of my spirit right now, which is a word of knowledge. There is many people that's listening to me right now, and you have diabetes, and God is healing you of diabetes. And you have even said within your heart, and you've even thought within your mind, if I could just get over this sugar diabetes, then life would be pretty good. Well, I got news for you. Those under the sound of my voice, God is healing people right now of sugar diabetes, because the Bible says he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destruction. Now, let's go here in the Bible. It says this. He says in Psalm 119, verse 24, he said, thy testimonies are also are my delight and my counselors. Psalm 37:23. Notice this. I really like this verse. He said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Another word, God can order your steps. Another word, God has a perfect job for you. He will order your steps. God has the perfect vehicle for you. He will order your steps. God has someone for you to marry if you desire that for you. He will order your steps. Beloved, God will always order your step. He will always lead you into paths of righteousness. God will lead you in ways of peace, beloved. I got one more scripture here, and I'm going to close. It's in Luke chapter 1, verse 70 and verse 79. He said this, "And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been sent the world began, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death." Notice this. To guide our feet into the way of peace. Beloved, that's how you know that you're going in the right direction, is if in peace. God will guide you in peace. Always follow peace, beloved. The Bible says, "He leadeth me beside," notice this, "the still waters." God wants to take you where it is a great calm, where is peace, and beside the still waters, beloved. Remember this, always follow peace and obey the word of God. Well, I'm done, and I want to turn it back over to my brothers and sisters.
Praise God. Good word by Brother Van Hook and Brother Fife there. We appreciate you all, and if he's talking, if they're talking to you, we want you to pray and seek the Lord for direction. Praise God. If you're looking which way to go, God's word is always the answer. Call in at 347-989-8862. We've got two more callers here. 770-855, come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Robin Gresham from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Sister Robin. Good to have you on here. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
423-562, come in and tell us who you are, where you're located.
I'm sorry, this is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord, Brother Eddie. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. How are you tonight, Sister Green?
Well, I've been coughing and sneezing, so pray for me.
Well, let's just
other than that, I'm doing real good.
Let's believe it. That's going to be gone before this broadcast is over with, okay?
I believe that.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Yearwood, go ahead, brother. Come in and just obey the Lord, brother.
Okay. Would it be okay if we go ahead and give our prayer request? And we've got quite
Absolutely.
A few of
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, amen.
Okay, we got one. Dan says, "Dear friends, pray for my younger sister. She is ill with breast cancer, and I hope if we all pray together, she will be healed."
Amen.
Remember that one. And Marlene says that she needs prayer for depression. Her brother Bobby has depression and cancer. Bruce has cerebral palsy. Larry needs prayer. Kathy needs prayer. Doug Woodard has blood clots in the lungs. Let's remember the Kevin Miller family, and Kevin's mother is in the hospital, and she's been hemorrhaging, and she's also got cancer. The cancer was gone, but it's come back, so let's remember that family. And Martha and Roy Sexton need healing in their body. My brother Kim needs salvation and healing. Lawrence O'Dell, about 80 years old, was mowing his lawn, and the lawnmower fell on him and cut him all up, so he's not been back to church since. He really needs prayer. Rick Young needs salvation, deliverance from alcohol. Miriam needs our prayer. She was released from the prison for one day, and her and her family was fixing to board the plane to come back to the States, and they rearrested the whole family and put the whole family back in prison. So that's they put them in there for being a Christian, so let's remember them. They really need God to intervene. And Pastor Saeed also needs God to move on his behalf. He's in an Iranian prison for being a Christian. And remember Brother Franklin Bennett that's been on the broadcast with us before. He went out to Sierra Vista, Arizona to help Brother Herter with the revival, and he took sick and had to go into the hospital. And last time we heard, he was in Midland, Texas, trying to rest up, and he was on his way back home, so let's remember them. Tina has a brain tumor, and Ann Hagen says to pray for her husband's sister had a stroke, and her husband's brother is in the ICU with kidney issues, a broken hip, and more. Let's remember Wanda and Rufus Bivens. They're going to be taking him to Vanderbilt, I believe, this week, and they're going to be doing tests on him to see what's wrong with his legs. He can't walk. Pray for two girls that are being deceived by a doctrine that is contrary to the Bible. And Angela French says, please pray for my Mama Chris Kenyon. She is real sick and needs a touch from Jesus. And I think that's about it.
Praise the Lord. So you've heard the prayer request there. So we're going to take our text tonight, start out in Psalms 37 and verse 23. Brother Shannon done read it that first hour, but, I was just thinking, it says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. You know, I tell you what, tonight, my friend, if we are a child of God, then we, as Brother Shannon, I believe, was speaking there a while ago about that we need to walk in the footsteps of the Lord. I was thinking today whenever I was meditating and studying up on this, whenever Jesus picks his right foot up, we need to set our right foot down right where he picked his and up. Then whenever he picks his left foot up, we need to put our left foot right in the same spot where he had his, and then we can be ordered by the footsteps of the Lord. The good man is ordered, hallelujah, by the footsteps of the Lord. And there in verse 24 it says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight to know that whenever one of us fall, God's hand is going to uphold us. It's going to hold us up. We just need to, whenever we do fall, we just need to return back to him and repent of whatever that we've done that's wrong. Whenever the Spirit of God speaks to us and tell us that we've done something wrong, we need to repent of that right then. The Bible teaches us not let the sun go down on our wrath until we repented. We don't need to go to bed with something that the Holy Ghost has unchecked us on. We need to make sure that we lay our heads on the pillars at night, that everything is clean, everything is clear, because we may lay our heads on the pillar and may not raise it up. Somebody else may pick us up and take us. I thank God, that we can repent. I was looking yesterday, and I was looking today on the Facebook, and I seen this ambulance, and it said on that ambulance, it said, don't wait until about going to church until this ambulance take you there. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. People need to wake up. They need to get stirred up and get their minds made up and get their hearts fixed. They need to get into the church and get into salvation. I had a man to sit here this evening at my table, And he told me, he said, I don't go to church. But he said, I believe in the Lord. He said, I pray and I don't drink and I don't do this and I don't do that. But I told him, I said, you need to get in church. And he said, I know. I need to get in there and the fellowship with them. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how people can think that they can serve God and never dart in the church door. I tell you what, people, I need to realize that we get strength from each one of our brothers and their sisters. I thank God, even like today, me and brother Eddie Bolton, we was on Skype for today, and he was in Jacksboro, Tennessee, and I'm in Madisonville, Tennessee, which is about an hour and something apart, maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours apart, but the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, how it come down, we just a fellowshipping, and praise God, I'm going to tell you, if you come in contact with another good Christian, another good brother or sister in the Lord, the Bible says that the Spirit would bear witness. I'm so thankful today, hallelujah, that the presence of God, he also said, well, there's two or three gathered together in my name, there I'm in the midst. I'm so thankful today, hallelujah, that we can assemble ourselves together right here over this radio, and we can tell the world that Jesus loves them, that Jesus died on the cross for them. I'm so thankful today, praise God, that I don't have to pray to some kind of an idol, that I can go to Jesus Christ. I can go to somebody that I can feel the presence of the Almighty, that I can feel, hallelujah, the presence of God moving. I tell you what, it's never too late, my friend, as long as you got breath in you to call upon the name of the Lord and let the Lord lead you and let him guide your footsteps. Then his right hand will uplift you. He will uphold you. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. Let's look into verse 25. It says, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah, glory to God. I tell you what, I think a lot of times, I was young, David said that, one time I was young, but now I'm old. I never seen how the seed hunger and begging for bread. Praise God, I'm telling you something tonight. I'm so thankful, praise God, that we can look. We don't have to worry about nothing, because God will supply our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All we've got to do, hallelujah, let's look here again in verse 25. It says, I've been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. You know, praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that we can know that we know, hallelujah, that we can go on to God and we can know that he loves us enough, praise God, that we don't have to worry about a thing. Praise God, just trust the Lord. Look in verse 26. It says, he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Hallelujah. You know, God's seed tonight, my friend, can be blessed. We can be blessed tonight through the presence of the Almighty. We can look up to God, and he will reach down. The Bible says if we draw nigh to God, that he will draw nigh to us. I tell you what, it's a time. We're living in the hour now that we need to start drawing nigh to God. We need to start seeking God, because if we don't, my friend, there's going to be a time come that we will be shut off. Praise God, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, praise God, how that God so loved the world, how that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let's look into 27. Depart from evil and do good and dwell for evermore. Hallelujah. Depart from evil. You know, praise God, people need to depart from the evil. You know, I'll not try to quote this scripture, I don't think, but 2 Chronicles 7:14, you go over there, yeah, I will try to quote it. Praise God, it said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land and forgive their sins. Hallelujah. And heal their land. And you know, that's what it's saying right here, that we need to turn from the evil. You know, praise God. God is talking to the Christian people when he's talking over there in 2 Chronicles 7:14. He's not talking to the one down in the bar, but he's telling us that we need to turn, hallelujah, from our evil ways. And he's telling us right here, depart from evil, hallelujah. Praise God. God's people need to wake up. They need to come alive. They need to study about what they're doing and how they're going. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that the scripture is saying, back up there in 23, it says, the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth him, delighted in his ways. You know, praise God. God is looking for people that will turn from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God that we can be blessed. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 28. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. You know, praise God. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, if they are wicked, they're going to be cut off. And if they're cut off, they're not going to be on the right hand of God in the day of judgment. They're going to be placed on the left-hand side to be cast into that everlasting fire to burn throughout eternity. But, my friend, we can turn. We've got a space here that we can turn. We can come back to the Lord. We can live for him. Hallelujah. And we can be ordered by his footsteps. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight of that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you what, I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God that we are his people. That's going to inherit something. We're going to inherit the kingdom of God. If we will endure to the end, the same shall be saved. I'm so proud tonight, praise God, that we are a child of the King. I'm so thankful tonight. Hallelujah. If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, you're going to inherit something one day. You're going to inherit the kingdom of God. Let's look into Proverbs 12 and verse 7. The wicked are overthrown and all and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. Hallelujah. The wicked's going to be overthrown, my friend, and the house of the righteous is going to stand. I'm telling you tonight, praise God, it's time. that we really dig in with time tonight, that we really get a hold of God and hold on to Him. It's time that we start seeking His face, because the day is a coming that we that is wicked, they're going to be turned off, they're going to be turned away. God's going to turn His face from us. Praise God, but them that is righteous, they're going to make it. They're going to hold on. They're going to endure something. But praise God, they will make heaven their home. That's what it's all about, my friend, is making heaven your home. I tell you, praise God, let's look into Proverbs 16 and verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, man depart from evil. Hallelujah. He's telling us right there that we've got to depart from evil in the presence of God. God cannot stand evil. God cannot tempt any man with evil. But praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that Jesus Christ forgive us of our sins, and He's told us that we can live holy, that we can be perfect. People says we can't be perfect. I don't know what they're going to do in Matthew 5:48. It said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven perfect." I tell you what, I don't believe God got sin in His life by reading the Scriptures of God. I believe that He's a clean. I believe He's perfect, and I believe He's upright. I believe, praise God, that He's looking for people that's got a clean heart. Praise God, as one of them mentioned earlier, the perfect, the one that has got a perfect heart shall see God. One's got a pure heart is going to see God. I tell you what, we're going to have that pure heart. Hallelujah, there's going to be a lot of people, the drunkards and the murderers and the whoremongers and the adulterers and all them, are going to see Jesus, but they're all going to be judged, and they're all going to be turned away. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something tonight. If we got a perfect and a perfect spirit, praise God, we will hear Him say, well done, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rulers over many things. I'm glad tonight that God is a leading. God is a shining His path upon us. As I said earlier, when Jesus picks up His feet, whenever He sets them down, we need to set our feet down, right down, right as soon as He picks it up, where the evil cannot get in. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight. Hallelujah, I'm praising God tonight for this. Hallelujah. Verse 7, it says, when a man ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you what, I remember back in 1975, when I first got saved and when the Lord first called me to preach, I had some enemies out there after me. I had a bounty offered over my head, wanting me dead or alive. I'm not proud of that, but I'm just telling you tonight, praise God, whenever some of the members of that family died, the other part of the members, I'd been in church with them. I preached, and they enjoyed the blessings of God. I'm not bragging on Lord Yearwood, but bragging on God. I walked into the funeral home, and there stood the man that had offered the reward up on me. Praise God, and I walked up to him. I shook his hand, not knowing what he was going to say or not knowing what he was going to do. But he shook my hand, and I seen then that I had peace because God said that He would make me have peace with my enemies. Praise God, and I thank God tonight, hallelujah, that God gives you peace in the midst of your enemies. If you will only do what the Lord would tell you to do, I praise God tonight because I've not been a perfect man whenever I was out there in the world. But praise God, after the Lord, I've come into my life. I'm striving. I'm working hard to be perfect in the eyes of God. I know I'll never be perfect in the eyes of man, and I don't ever tend to be. But I attend to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all of my heart, with all of my mind, and with all of my strength. And if I do that, then I'm going to please the Lord. Then I'm going to have peace, hallelujah, with the enemies. Praise God. God is no respect of a person. I don't know who you are out there tonight. You may be sitting there, and I believe you are, listening to this broadcast. You may have an enemy, but just remember, hallelujah, that if you'll please God, God will make you be at peace with your enemies, and he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Praise God. I'm so thankful for that tonight. Hallelujah. Let's see. In verse 8, it says, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without righteousness. You know, praise God. Verse 9, it says, a man's heart devises his ways, but the Lord,
amen,
directeth his steps. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that God is directing our steps. If we're a servant of the Lord, God will move for us. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that God will deliver us from all of our problems and all of our troubles if we will only just cry unto him. He tells us in one passage of Scripture, over there, he said he heard the poor man's cry, and he answered him. He delivered him out of all of his troubles. Tonight, my friend, God hears our prayers. He answers them. Let's look into Psalms 119 and 105. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, praise God. I'm so glad tonight that the Word of God is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight that we can say, thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, praise God. I'm so glad tonight of that. That his light will shine for us. His light will make us clear through him. Hallelujah. He will clear a path out for us. Hallelujah. Let's look into Ezekiel 25 and verse 17. And I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes, and they shall know that I am the Lord with when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. You know, praise God, we shall know whenever the Lord lay his vengeance upon us. Praise God that we'll know that he is the Lord. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we don't have to worry about them, but just trust the Lord. Just walk in his footsteps. Let him guide our path. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've got one more passage of Scripture here, Matthew 16 and verse 24 through 26. Matthew 16, 24 through 26. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is telling us, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He's telling us tonight that we've got to take up the cross and follow him. If we don't, we're going to be in trouble. Every man's got to carry a cross. I tell you what, when we start being persecuted, and we start being troubled, all we've got to do is just trust the Lord and just follow him at the cross. Jesus was persecuted, and Jesus had to carry a cross. My friend tonight, we've got to carry our cross. The passage of Scripture, one place tells us, if we'll not take up our cross and follow him, we're not worthy to be his disciples. I want to be worthy to be his disciple. I want to follow the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look into 25. I'm reading the wrong one. Sorry about that. Verse 25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Praise God. You know, the Lord is looking for people to be willing to give their life for him. The passage of Scripture, I believe over in John, it says that no man has any greater love than this, that would lay his life down for a friend. And that's what Jesus done. He laid his life down for us. He called us friends even whenever we were still sinners. He died on the cross that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Let's go in now into where I started that there a while ago in 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, there ain't a thing tonight, my friend, that we can give for exchange of our soul. But praise God, God done give, he done give his life. He give his son, and Jesus give his life for us, that we could be a servant of him, that we could live for him. And I'm going to tell you tonight, my friend, I beg you tonight to delight yourself in the Lord. Let him be your light. Let him guide your footsteps. Let him shine a light on your path. Praise God. That's all we need is just accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And we will make heaven our home. We'll walk right up that straight in our path, right into the kingdom of God. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. And I'm so thankful tonight that he said in John 3:17 that he sent not the his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He sent his son, my friend, that everybody on the face of this earth could repent of their sins and be saved. That's all we've got to do, just call upon him and invite him into our lives, invite him into our heart, then we'll make heaven our home. Praise God, I appreciate this. I appreciate this broadcast. We come on every Tuesday night from 6 until 8 o'clock. So just tune in, be with us, and God bless you, and we appreciate you. And I'll turn it back to you, Sister Green.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. That was good preaching. And if you would just do what Brother Yearwood says, just find yourself a place to pray and receive Jesus in your heart, and he will lead and direct and guide your footsteps. Praise the Lord. We're going to come to you here with this song, and then we're going to have Sister Robin obey God, and then we'll have Brother Eddie Bolton. Praise the Lord. Hope this blesses you.
But the way's been long. when I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the bar and my mind made up. So I walk through the lonely valley and I drink from the bitter cup. When the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right flat on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock.
God. If that's what it takes, is a made up mind to serve God. And you keep your foot planted right there on the rock, and that rock we know is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, and He will direct your footsteps. He will tell you where to put your foot down next. Praise God. So, Sister Robin, you go ahead and sis and obey God. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you so much for having me on here, and I thank God for the opportunity to be on here. I just want to lift him up and praise his name tonight. And I'm starting out in 1 Peter chapter 2, starting with verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. And then in the 1 John it said, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. In Psalms 85, righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. Psalms 89:15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Psalms 119, verse 133, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. We're born again into the kingdom of God. It is God that is directing our steps. It is God that leads us down the path to his righteousness and his glory and his kingdom forever and ever. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I turn this back over to Sister Green. Thank you so much.
Amen. I always enjoy you, Sister Robin. She's telling you the truth.
Sister Green, I'd like to say this because this has been on my heart. I am learning so much from this broadcast.
Praise
and I just want to praise God for that.
Amen.
Amen. We are too, sis. When we started this, this made us study more and dig into the Word more. You're right. Where, you know, not only does it help us, but the things you share and everybody that calls in that shares the Word of God, somebody else is getting something too out of this. So the Lord is merciful. A lot of times when the preachers preach, they're actually also preaching to themselves. Praise the Lord. When I'm scheduled to preach at the home church, I find out I get the message, the Lord gives it to me, and when I deliver it, I realize, well, that was right for me also. Praise God. So it's always good, hallelujah, to obey God. Brother Eddie, come in, brother, and obey the Lord. We've got plenty time.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be on here tonight. I thank God for the Word of God, and I thank God for brothers and sisters in the Lord that is willing to give their time and willing to offer theirself up. I believe that the Bible tells us to offer ourselves up a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. And I'll tell you what, when we begin to give ourselves to God and offer ourselves to him, that he'll take us just as we are, and he'll begin to teach us and begin to give us understanding concerning his word. And I'm going to read a little bit. This is going to be just a little bit different than what I've heard so far, but I believe it goes right along with it. This is what the Lord gave me, and we're going to try to deliver it in the 24th chapter of Luke. I'm going to read a few verses of scripture here, and now I'm going to go on over into the book of Acts. And in verse 45 in the 24th chapter of the book of Luke, it says, then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Brother, I'll tell you today, we need our understanding opened up. We need to be able to understand the word of God, and we need to understand the things that come from God, that we might walk in a way that is pleasing unto him. And I'm reminded of that scripture that so many times that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, that they are the sons of God. Brother, and if we don't know that leadership tonight, brother, then we can't be led by his Spirit. And I know tonight that God's Spirit begins to deal with us concerning the Word of God. And what I'm saying by that is this, brother, what the Spirit of God does, it will be according to the Scriptures, brother, and we'll begin to see, and God will begin to open our understanding. Brother, the Bible said in the book of James, he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, brother, who gives to all men, and he upbraideth not. Brother, God will give us wisdom tonight. I've heard people say, we can't understand the word of God. Brother, the only thing I can say is, brother, if I can't understand it, then, brother, what am I going to do about reading it? But he said, if we lack wisdom, to let us ask wisdom of God, and he would give it to us. Brother, and he said in verse 46, he said unto them, this is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Brother, I'll tell you, when Jesus was out there, brother, and he rose again from the dead, brother, I'll tell you, he was upon the hill there, and Mary come out of the tomb when she didn't find him, and she looked and thought she saw a gardener, and she said, where have you took him? You see, her understanding wasn't opened up yet, but oh, I'll tell you what, Jesus spoke to her, and he said, Mary, and when he spoke back to her, it opened her eyes up, and brother, when she'd seen who it was, brother, I believe she ran over to him, and wanted to bow down to him and touch him, but Jesus said, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. Oh, listen to me today, brother, if my eyes is not open to the Scripture, brother, it's hard to understand that. Oh, but let me tell you today, there is understanding. He said in that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and you shall be witnesses of these things. Brother, I remember a time that Jesus, in the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus called the 12, and brother, he began to tell them to go out and to heal the sick. He told them to cast out the devil. He told them to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers. And brother, I want you to know today that brother, that God, he has given us that anointing, brother, to go out and to lay hands on the sick, brother, and them be healed. He said in the 16th chapter of Mark, in my name they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Oh, but let me tell you today, there's a lot of people that think that it's spiritual, and they try to spiritualize the Bible. But let me tell you today, when the Bible said to lay hands on them, when the Bible said
trying to preach the word of God, then brother, that's what he's talking about. It's to open your mouth and to let the word of God come forth. The Bible said in another place, I believe it was Peter that was speaking or that was writing and said, when a man speak, let it be as the oracle of God. In other words, when we talk, it ought to be about the things of the word of God. Brother, I remember that God told Moses, he said, Moses, when you go into the promised land, he said, write my law. He said, write it on your doorpost and write it on your gatepost. And brother, I'll tell you, he said, when you sit down, talk about the things of God. Oh, listen to me today. Brother, we need to understand the word of God. Oh, he said, and behold, in verse 49, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Oh, let me tell you, he told them, but tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And brother, I want you to know, brother, I'm getting ahead of myself. He said, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Brother, he gave us the power of God in our life today. I was at church the other night. Brother, that began to think of along this scripture. I believe it's Ephesians 5:19. He said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but to be filled with the Spirit. And brother, we need to be filled with the Spirit tonight. We need to be full of the Holy Ghost. I remember when John was baptizing down in the Jordan River, and Jesus come to him, and John baptized him, and he come, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost in the form of a dove came upon Jesus and lighted on him, and there was a voice from heaven that said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And the Bible goes on and said, brother, he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. And brother, I'll tell you today, when we get full of the Spirit of God, brother, we can follow the Spirit of God, and we can walk in the Word of God. Brother, when the enemy come, I've seen so many people, brother, they'll stand up. I've seen them stand up and say, I'm going to do more for God than I've ever done in my life. And I'm not saying this to find fault, but I want you to listen just a minute, and I've heard them say, and they've made a commitment, I'm going to do more for God than I've ever done in my life. And about 3 days, brother, they were backslid because they didn't understand what they were saying. Brother, when they made that statement, I'm going to do more for God than I've ever done before, brother, it worried the devil, and the devil sent out an extra horde of demonic spirits, the powers of darkness against that individual. And brother, they teamed up on them. And brother, I'll tell you, their job was to stop that individual before they went and tore down the kingdom of the devil. You see, if he was left alone or she was left alone, they would do the devil much harm, and the devil tried to stop them. Oh, but I thank God tonight that they can't stop us tonight if we've got our mind made up and we're going to live for Jesus and we're going to do what God would have us to do. Brother, I want you to know something today. Brother, he said over here, let me finish up what I was saying. Brother, them people have been stopped and thought just a minute. They thought they was dealing with the same powers that they were dealing with, but they wasn't. The devil sent reinforcements in to take them down, to stop them. Oh, but I want you to know what? It don't matter. The Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against power powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And brother, I want you to know, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, brother, we wrestle against these demonic spirits. But just because we wrestle against them, if we wrestle in our own self, in our own power, they will defeat us every time. But if we're in Christ tonight, if we've got the Spirit of God in us tonight, brother, they can come. And that Spirit of God will give us the power we need, brother, to stand up. It don't matter what comes. Trials are going to come for everybody tonight. But, brother, we can still go out and we can still do what God will have us to do. Brother, when God begins to stir your heart up, just like he told the 12 brother and told them to go out and preach the gospel, I believe with all my heart, if I could say it like that, brother, they felt that down in their spirit. And the people even said, never a man spake like this man. Oh, listen to me tonight. God has never, it's like a song said, he didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. But Jesus said it like this in the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew. He said, behold, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But bless God tonight, a man might turn their back on us. Our best friend might turn their back on us. But Jesus, he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And he won't turn his back on us, but he'll hold us up. Oh, let me tell you, he'll even come down a little closer than us. I believe it's in the book of Psalms where he said, when your mother and your father let you down, then the Lord will take you up. And that's what I want to be done tonight. I want the Lord to take me up and draw me in real close to himself. Brother, I'll tell you what. I want to tell the Lord how much I love him, how much I want him to use me. Open my mouth, Lord. Speak to my mouth, Lord. Anoint the word that I speak, Lord. God, as you give it to me, that others might be touched, that they might be lifted up, that they might be encouraged and go on in the Lord tonight. God didn't give us this thing, brother, to make us feel good. God give us this thing called the Holy Ghost. Maybe I shouldn't call it this thing, but he gave us the Holy Ghost to empower us to go out and to be witnesses unto him. Oh, I thank God tonight. Brother Jesus, I stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights in that wilderness. Brother, next your Bible said he came out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. Brother, let me tell you today, God, he has given us that anointing today to go out, brother, and to open our mouth and to be a witness unto him wherever we might be. Brother, I'll tell you today, he said in chapter 2, starting in verse 1, he said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And you've got to remember something. Jesus, he told them, he said, but go, he said, and tarry ye in Jerusalem. After they went, and they was there for about 10 days seeking God in that upper room. But brother, whenever one day the Bible said here, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Can you just imagine that? Brother, it was like a wind come in. Brother, making a noise coming in. And brother, I'll tell you today, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God today, is real today. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will fill us today. And he will help us to go on. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. And I thank God tonight. I mean, he'll never go, brother, and leave. But Jesus said, I'm going away, and I'll pray to Father, and he'll send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, folks, God loves us tonight, and he wants to bless us, and he wants us to be able to stand up. Brother, no matter how much the power of the enemy come, I burn a bush in my front yard one night. Brother, I got a hold of some bad stuff. I really didn't know what it was all about. And brother, I just decided to get rid of all of them. I burned that book. I set it on fire. And I felt this big old demon spirit walk up beside of me. He felt like he was as big as Goliath. Brother, I walked in the house. That thing bothered me in the house. I began to rebuke it. Brother, and he come into the kitchen. I stayed in the hallway. I come in the kitchen. I begin to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it and I rebuke it. And just in a minute, that thing went, it was gone. And brother, I'll tell you what. Has anybody come to me too late to tell me that God does not give us the authority to stand, brother, and to wrestle against these powers of darkness, brother, that we can go on? I think about Paul. Brother, he said there was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me in the flesh. Oh, let me tell you tonight, brother, the enemy may come, but we can still walk. If the Lord speaks to my heart and tells me to go to Springboro, Ohio, brother, I can get in my vehicle and I can feel secure in making that trip to Springboro, Ohio, or to California, or to Madisonville, or down to Thomaston, Georgia, brother, or anywhere else. Brother, I've seen God move for people and keep them safe tonight because they believe God and they believe his word. He said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Oh, let me tell you today, I've never seen that fire, but I'm telling you what, I felt that fire. I feel it now down in my soul. And brother, I want you to know today, they seen, brother, the cloven tongues of fire on each one of them that was in that upper room. And brother, I want you to know today, it said down this next verse, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Brother, they didn't stay in that room, in that upper room. They found out. They had to get out of there. And brother, they began to get out into the streets. Brother, they were speaking in other tongues. And the Spirit was speaking to them. Brother, and people began to think they was drunk. But Peter said, these men, these people are not drunk, as you suppose. Oh, listen to me today. We might act dumb. The world might look at us like we're foolish. But brother, let me tell you, the Bible said that God called the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Brother, tonight, we need, and that brother hit it on the head, we need the Holy Ghost tonight. Brother, we need to draw mind to God. He and somebody said it like this a while ago. He said, draw mind to God, and he'll draw mind to us. And brother, we need to draw as mind to God as we can. And brother, if we'll do that, we'll begin to see God move. And brother, you talk about walking the path that God has set before us. And brother, the Bible says back there, and it's been read probably more than once probably tonight, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. and he delighteth in his way. Brother, I want you to know today, sometimes it seems like maybe we might need a little help to walk in that way, and that's where the Holy Ghost comes in tonight. He helps us, just like sometimes we might try to pray, and we find ourselves in a place that we can't pray like we want to. And the Bible said the Spirit of God makes intercession for us. Brother, listen to me tonight, that he will pray for us, bring groanings that cannot be uttered. Oh, I'll tell you tonight, I'm so glad tonight, honey, that God called me into this thing, called the ministry tonight. I believe Paul said it like this, that God counted me faithful, calling me into the ministry. Brother, listen, it's like Brother Yearwood said, it's not me, it's not Brother you, it's nobody, that it's the Lord that works in that individual and works through that individual to reach out and to minister to people and to cause them. My. Thank God for the presence of God tonight. I thank God tonight. Brother, I'm telling you, it's God, the Spirit of God that begins to work through people, reaching out to other people, to minister to other people, to encourage Christian brothers and sisters. You see, they might be going through a trial. Brother, that they got such a load they can't carry. And Brother, God has given us something to reach out and to lay hands on them and to pray for them. And then the Bible said in another place, to bury you one another's burden. And we get under that thing with them and begin to lift them up and encourage them and to bring strength to them. And Brother, they can go on forward. I don't ever want to see anybody, Brother, throw their hands up and quit. I'll tell you tonight, there's a lot of people believe that the devil's got them at any time, but the Lord showed me a long time ago, Brother, the devil ain't got you until you pull your hands up and quit. And if you don't never pull your hands up and quit, honey, you're walking in the Lord tonight. Oh, I'll tell you what, I want to encourage everybody tonight that's listening, that's down to this broadcast, to be encouraged in the Lord tonight. The Bible said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. In the 121st Psalm, he said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Brother, you might need some help that I can't give you. But brother, I know somebody. If I can't help you, I know somebody that's got the help tonight, or that is the help tonight. He'll come to us. He'll tend to our needs. It's like Brother Yearwood used that scripture there a while ago. I've been young and now I'm old, and yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed of begging bread. Brother, I want you to know, brother, he'll make a way where there seems to be no way. God is a miracle-working God tonight. God is a healer tonight. God is a deliverer tonight. Brother, I'll tell you something tonight, that sometimes, brother, we just need to sneak away some food. It's like that song said, just steal away and pray. And there's another song that said, I prayed my way out of trouble. Brother, when we begin to get out, brother, we get along with the Lord, and the Lord begins to, we begin to call on the Lord, and he begins to minister to us. Brother, he'll bring strength to us. He'll minister to us. He'll lift us up and encourage us. Oh, I'll tell you, I'm so glad tonight, brother, that God spoke to my heart one time, and he told me to come on. And I went to that altar and I prayed, and God saved my soul. Brother, he made me his child that day. I'd never shouted in church, but that morning, brother, my car tore up beside the church house, and I couldn't leave. And I went on in the church, Christian. I was sitting in the back, and the Gideon man got up and preached on the prodigal son, and I hit that altar when he opened that altar call. I got on my knees and began to pray. I didn't pray but just a few minutes. I brother, in the Spirit of God, I moved on me, and I come up a shouting. And brother, I want you to know, we can shout tonight in the Lord. We can lift our hands up, and we can say, praise the Lord. Our brother, if we'll listen to the Lord, our brother, he might tell us to lift our hands up. We might be in the middle of a Walmart or a supermarket or whatever, and run into somebody, and the Spirit of the Lord begin to deal with us to pray for them people. Been there and done that. Let me tell you, don't never be ashamed of the Lord, but walk in that path. When the Lord's leading you, he's leading you in that pathway that God has got set for you to walk in. Oh, lead me and guide me and direct me. He said, he leadeth me beside the still water. Honey, there's peace in serving God tonight. There's joy in serving God tonight. And I know we might have our shortcomings, and I'm talking about we might be a little quick-tempered sometimes, or we might get aggravated sometimes, but you know what? If we'll just pray and give that to the Lord, God will take that from us, and he'll deliver us, and he'll cause us to come into his presence in joy and peace. Thank God tonight. Thank you, Sister Green, for this opportunity, and I pray that there's people in this audience tonight that God is speaking to tonight, that he's dealing with, and if you'll just come to the Lord and call on his name, he'll save you from whatever it is that you're going through with. May God bless you tonight is my prayer. Go ahead, Sister Green.
Praise the Lord. I was thinking, Brother Eddie, I'm going to take a saying that I always hear Brother Yearwood say, if you did not feel that, then your wood is wet. Praise the Lord.
Let me, can I do this before we go any further? Can I do something?
Amen.
Father, everybody, let's pray for Sister Green. In the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we come to you tonight, Father, and bringing Sister Green before you with this cough that she's got, Lord. And God, I know it can be irritating tonight, Lord, for that to happen. And I pray, God, that you would touch her, Father. God, in the name of Jesus tonight, that you take that cough. I rebuke my God. I rebuke that cough. In the name of Jesus, I curse it and command it to be loosed, command it to go. In the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, sister.
Thank you, Brother Eddie. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that I'm going to feel better in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Sister, Sister Joanne?
Yeah.
We got a couple more requests we need to turn in here. I talked to Brother John the other day, and he wasn't feeling good, so I don't know if he's called in yet or not. If he's not, well, we got a couple prayer requests we need to turn in.
Amen. No, he's not called in, Brother Yearwood.
And also remember Sister Gladys. She said that she's in need of prayer for her and her family.
Praise God. Okay, that's all, Sister Green.
Praise God. I appreciate that. Amen. We've got some more. Thank you, Brother Eddie and Brother Yearwood and all, Sister Robin, all of you that prayed for me. There's some more prayer requests on here. Barbara Westbrook Saldre, she says, pray for her family. Sister Pam Blevins says, pray for her family. Shirley Matney says, a very special need for her mom. Sister Lorna Malott says, pray for her that the Lord will always have his way in her life, and pray for her sister-in-law, Haley. She really needs the Lord to move for her. Sister Megan Apple, she says also she has an unspoken prayer request, so we'll remember those as well. Let's go ahead and pray for them. And if you're out there listening and you need the Lord to save you, while we're praying, why don't you pray with us, praise God, and ask God to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, I've been wonderful preaching on here tonight. I tell you, it can't get any better than this. God is surely using these men and women of God by the anointing, and that's there, right there. That's what it is. And you can tell the preachers live the life that are preaching. Praise God. You could just feel that special anointing, and that's the Holy Ghost that Brother Bolton was telling you about. And once you're saved, then you know that belongs to you. And let's pray right now over these requests and for many souls to be saved. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord,
we bring these
tonight, dear God, go to those people, Lord, that are in need.
Lord, them souls, God, that is so near to hell, that don't know you, Lord, as their personal. Lord, we bring them to you right now. Father, we just ask, Lord, that you will save. Thank you, God, and with the Holy Ghost. And God, that you will raise them up. Lord, that we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. And
Father,
that you raise them up.
God, you reach God, all those out there that don't know you today, God.
God, that you blur them rooms, God.
Reach out and call
Father,
them
we give you the
Lord.
Praise and the glory and the honor,
Father. God, we ask that you would touch their hearts
God.
Today, God.
We send the word, God.
God,
we send the prayer of faith, Lord.
Touch their hearts, Lord, and all of them to feel like that they're all by themselves out there, Lord.
Father,
God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. We've got another caller just called in tonight. 661-748, come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hi, Sister Green. This is Sister Gladys.
Amen.
I'm in Moorhead,
praise
Texas.
The Lord, Sister. You go right ahead, Sister, and obey God.
The enemy may hinder, but he's not going to stop. I give the God glory, and I praise God for getting to hear the last part of Brother Eddie Bolton's message. I praise him, and I'm giving glory. The enemy wants to stop each and every one of us from bringing forth the ministering word of God. I thank him for the Bible that I hold true to, and I thank him that he has brought a great part of my life, and I'll try my best not to take up too much time because I know Brother Clinton probably has spoken, but I'll read this as quickly as I can, Sister Green.
You go right ahead, just take your time.
In Psalms 37:23, and I may not read it all, but the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good.
Hallelujah.
Well, forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked one, the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forevermore. I'm going to skip down a little bit. But it says, I've seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and though he was not, yea, I saw him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. You know, I praise God tonight, because God is my peace. He said that when we are fully focused on him, and while our minds are stayed on him, he will give us perfect peace. You know, in the midst of the storms may come, and the things around us may be crazy and chaotic, but God said that he'd be with us. He'd never leave us nor forsake us, and I praise him for that. 2 Samuel 22:37. thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. Proverbs 4:12. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. I glorify my God tonight, Sister Green. You know, I'm not going to focus on the enemy. A lot of times people want to pat the devil on the back, but I won't do so. The Lord wants us to boast on Him. And the things I know is I can boast on my Jesus. I can boast on Him that He woke me up this morning and He put breath in my lungs. I glorify Him because there was a time in my life that I couldn't even get out of the bed. And if I focused on what the doctors diagnosed me with, I wouldn't even be able to leave this house. But I praise Him tonight. I'm able to walk when at one time I was in a wheelchair. You know, many people need to sit and think about all the calamities that come out to other people. But I praise God that He is more than able to keep us. He said that He would, and I thank Him for that. I thank you, Sister Green, for letting me be on the broadcast. You know, pray for me and my family like Sister Green, Sister Yearwood asked, and I appreciate that, Sister Yearwood, for asking. You know, like I said, the enemy may bring in the storm, but Jesus will tell them to cease and make them stop. I thank Him today that He's touching my body. You know, the enemy would have had me sleep on and not be able to be a part of this broadcast. And then when we got on the broadcast, my headphones would not work. Thank God my husband was home. But there's so many things that go on in our lives, but I know this much. My strength comes from the Lord. I can't get it from man. I can't get it from woman. We don't need to put anyone upon a pedestal and lift them up, because Jesus can encourage me in the midnight hour. If I'm sick, He can touch my body. When I need to, I plead the blood up for my family, and He takes care of each and every one of them. I thank Him for what He's doing within my children's heart. He's drawing my son, and though the enemy may assail him and still fight him, I know this much, my Lord will bring him in, and He will preach the word of God better than He ever did before. My daughter will be back in the pulpit, and she may sing, she will sing, and it'll be anointed. I thank God for the times that He's brought me out of so many things, the sicknesses that they didn't even know what was wrong with me, Sister Green. When you go from 155 pounds down to 99 pounds and can barely walk across the floor, that's a good God. You know, I don't pray to a stone. I don't pray for something that just sits in a closet or sits upon a mantle that draws dust. My Jesus is alive and well. He's never stepped off the throne, and any need I have, He will take care of. And I magnify Him for what He's doing. I pray that you guys would help me pray that the enemy will be stopped and hindering me from being on these broadcasts. A lot of times things come up, but if I'm not on here, just know that you're in my thoughts and in my prayers, and I lift up these broadcasts together. I know there's a special anointing on this broadcast, and I know on this one and Sister... Brother and Sister Yearwood, that souls are being saved. I know that many souls are being touched, and I believe that people are healed in their bodies when they listen to the minister speak. Brother Eddie, you encouraged my heart tonight, and I thank you for what you had to say. I apologize. I'll have to go back and listen to the broadcast whenever after the show is over. But Sister Green, I'll hand it back over to you. Thank you once again for having me on here.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. I'm glad you pressed on, sis, and came on tonight. And, Brother Eddie, you sure did encourage, I believe, all of the callers and including us tonight. You've really encouraged us. And the world needs to hear that anointing in your preaching. Praise the Lord. And all the callers, too. I don't, like you said, don't put nobody on a pedestal. But I tell you, you know, Brother Eddie, that you know that he lives a life. You can feel it. You don't get that anointing you just can't get that anointing. You've got to pray and study, and the Lord just gives that to him. And I thank God it's a special gift. The words just, the scriptures just roll out of him. And you know, you listening under the sound of my voice, maybe you once had that and you walked away. And we're encouraging you tonight. We want to encourage you to come back to the fold and to get saved and let the Lord use you again and preach, praise God, and get about the Father's business one more time. You know, Sister Gladys was calling her son back to preaching, and she was talking about her daughter. It's going to be, she's calling those things that are not as though they were. Praise the Lord, and that's exactly what we need to do. Praise the Lord, and I'm speaking that over you tonight, whoever you are listening under the sound of this here radio broadcast. If you're out there backslid, I'm calling you back, praise the Lord, to get back into the fold. Hallelujah. I'm nobody, but I am a child of God. I'm nobody to this world. Praise the Lord. I don't have a big name. I'm no one as far as in the media or in Hollywood or nothing like that. Don't want to be that way. Don't want a big name. And my aunt said long time ago, someone asked her, when are you going to get a big name? And she said, my name is as high and above, as big as it's ever going to get, because it's written there in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that's like my name. Praise the Lord. And all of us callers, I'm sure, must feel the same way. We don't want big names for ourselves. I don't care if you know my name, praise the Lord, but I do care if you hear the Word of God or not. Praise the Lord. So we want you back. Praise the Lord. God, most of all, He wants you back. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to turn this over to Brother Green, and he's going to obey God. I thank the Lord for touching me. I don't feel the tickle in my throat, the scratchiness. I don't feel to sneeze or anything. So I thank the Lord for your prayers. Thank God for moving on me.
Praise God. It's been good tonight. I've enjoyed each one that's been on tonight. And, you know, if you're not on, we miss you. And
yes.
We need everybody. Whatever you can do for God, we want to see you do it. And we appreciate the new ones that have come on, and they did a good job. They're doing a real good job of preaching the Word and telling the good things of God, and that's what it's all about. We're following, you know, God orders our steps, and each one of us is an individual, and we all have our different types of anointing and different types of calling in the body of Christ, and everybody not called to do the same thing, but the thing about it is we have to follow the leading of the Spirit, and we have to try our very best to get a hold of God and get on, get in our prayer closet, and we begin to call upon God and try to get the direction of God, and, you know, God will direct our steps, and, you know, I was thinking in the New Testament church, and that's what we're in today, the same church, that Jesus came to build. He said, I'll build my church. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we're in that wonderful church of God worldwide tonight. We're in that church. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible tells us they can be saved if they believe on Jesus. They believe in the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ. And they believe it according to the Scriptures. And, you know, we have the Scriptures on it today. We have the Word of God, and we must come in at the door. Jesus is that door, and He's that Word. And He's directing our path, and He's directing our footsteps, and He's directing our actions. Everything we do, we must base it upon the Word of God. And I think one of the preachers tonight said that if even an angel come to you and tell you something, that angel tells you, you know, it must line up with the Word of God, because Paul said, though I or an angel from heaven come preaching any other gospel, he said, let him be accursed. So there's many footsteps tonight that there's things out there moving around and walking around, and many voices, and they're running to and fro, and the Bible said the devil is seeking whom that he may devour, and we must stay on the fire line. We must stay under the shadow of the Almighty in the secret place of the Most High, and we must run to that rock which is higher than we are. We must get in that high tower of God, and you know the Bible said that the name of the Lord is a high tower. And that name is Jesus, and I'm glad tonight that we can get in this Bible, we can get in the Word, and we can find out what our steps are supposed to be. We can find where we're supposed to put our foot down next. We can find out that there is a pathway that God has directed our path. And I'm glad tonight that it's directed through the Word of God, and it's directed through the things that are written. Jesus said when the devil came to him there in the wilderness, and he was tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights, and he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. But you know what? He overcame that devil. And you know, we can overcome tonight because God is helping us to overcome. But he said it is written, you know, when the devil came to him, tempting him to turn the stones into bread. He said it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. He was talking about that natural bread that we eat, you know, and the food that we eat. But we don't live on bread alone, but upon every word that proceedeth forth out of the mouth of God. And I tell you, the devil's out there to stop people and try to hinder them on their walk with God. And I tell you, he tried to hinder the Apostle Paul, and he sent the messenger of Satan to buffet him, try to turn him around. But you know what? He didn't turn around, but he kept on fighting the good fight of faith. And when he got to the end of his race, he said, I've finished my course. He said, I've kept the faith. And he said, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness that the Lord is going to give me on that day. But, you know, he held faithful to God no matter what came his way. And somebody tonight read a scripture about the suffering of Christ and how that he suffered, and how that we to arm ourselves likewise, because you know, they resisted his words. They're going to resist our words a lot of times, and they're going to resist the counsel of God many times. And they didn't know who he was, and a lot of times they don't know who we are. But I thank God that, you know, we know one another, and we know by the preaching of the word and by the message that we carry whose side we're on. I'm on the Lord's side. You know, like somebody said tonight, we're following in the footsteps of Jesus, and we're following after him, and he's the forerunner that went before us, and he has blazed the trail, and he has brought salvation to you and I through the suffering that he went through when he came down here and dwelt among us, and he took on flesh, and he was partakers with us, praise God. The Bible said he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took upon him the seed of Abraham, and praise God. And he's that seed that blesses every family, praise God, and every nation in this world. When God made promise to Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless the world. I'm going to bless every nation and every family. Now, I'm glad that my family's been blessed because of the seed of Abraham. And I'm so glad tonight that I'm saved and I'm on my way to a better country. Praise God. And I was thinking tonight, you know, Abraham, God called Abraham out of the land of Ur. And he called him out and spoke to him over there. And I want to read a portion of scripture here tonight. I don't know how much time I've got. I've got a little bit of time here. But the Bible says here in Romans chapter 4 and verse 12, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. So Abraham was the one that the God spoke to and said that I'm going to bless the nation. I'm going to bless the world through you, Abraham, and out of your loins. I'm going to basically what he said was bring salvation to the world. And that's what the spiritual side of it was. You know, he said, look up to heaven and see if you can count the stars and look at the sand of the sea. And he asked him, can you count the sand? But he couldn't count the sand, and he couldn't count the stars. And he said, so shall thy seed be. And he was talking about the seed, the ones that would be born again, that would come through Jesus Christ, the one seed that came from Abraham that would bless all nations of the world. Praise God. And verse 13 says, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And I thank God that, you know, we have this promise that Abraham was going to have a seed. And he told Abraham, he said, get yourself out of the land of Ur. And he began to move. I want to read this to you real quick over here in Genesis chapter 12. And now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. Praise God. And it tells here in verse 4 that Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And I want to back up to the 11th chapter in verse 31. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. So we see that God had spoken to Abraham even over when he was in the land of Ur. And he said to get out of that land of his nativity where he was born, to get out of that place. In other words, he said, put your walking shoes on, you're leaving. In other words, he's saying, you're going to another place, and you're going to a better place, and I've got a place for you. And, you know, we're following Jesus tonight. And, you know, we was in a place one time that wasn't too good of a place, and we were lost without God. We needed a Savior, and we was walking in darkness, and we had no light. But you know what? One day God got a hold of us. Praise God. If you're born again out there tonight, I will tell you, you're going to a better place. You're going to a better country. You know, God spoke to Abraham to get out of that place that he was in. I wonder tonight, what kind of place are you in? I believe Abraham was in a dark place, and that's why God spoke to Abraham and spoke to Abraham's daddy and said, get out of this place. And I tell you, Abraham's dad was he had some confidence in what Abram had to say. And according to what I can read here in the 11th chapter of Genesis, Terah died an old man, 200-something year old, but I tell you, he believed what his son had to say, and I believe he believed that God had spoken to Abraham. And you know, that don't give us a whole lot of details about the way God had spoken to him, but the Bible does tell us that he was a married man, and he had a wife named Sarah. And I tell you, they was in a bad place. They had to get out of that place. God said, get your walking shoes on, Abraham, we're going to send you to a better country. And I tell you, over there, the Bible said there in Hebrews chapter 11 that Abraham went out not knowing of where he was going, but he was walking by faith. And I'll tell you tonight, we're walking by faith. We're going to a country whose builder and maker is God. We're going to a place where the world has never seen a place like this, and the streets are pure gold. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. I'm so glad that I'm going to that better place one day when this life is over, and I'm walking in that direction in the footsteps of Jesus. And I tell you, I don't want to stop till I reach that promised land. Praise God. And Abraham didn't stop. He kept on going. Praise God. And I think it looks like our time must be gone. I can't tell too much about these clocks. Praise God. But I'm so proud tonight, so glad that Jesus saved my soul, brought me out of darkness, put me on this road of righteousness, and I'm going, praise God, to a better place. And I want to see you there. Praise God. And I guess that pretty much takes care of the broadcast tonight. Thank you all for coming on. God bless you, and we love you all.
Amen.
Hope to hear you next week.
Remember Darrell Wilson family. He got killed today. Remember his
who?
Family. Darrell Wilson. Darrell Wilson, he fell off the roof.
All right. Let's pray as we go out tonight. Heavenly
yes,
Father,
Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray for Darrell, Lord. God, that you would move
trouble
in the
people
of God, that they live
far out
of sin.
Give
them
the peace.
Father, we lift
them
up to you, Father.
We ask in the name of
the family of Carl. Touch him and touch that young boy, Father, in the
name
of Jesus, God, and feel their bodies. Lord, we give you thanks and praise, God. Meet the needs, Lord.
Save Bob Solo that will set him free.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
What was that? Somebody had another one or something? Okay. Just praying. All right. Well, God bless you all. We thank you for coming on. We love you
God
all.
Bless you and good night, everybody.
God bless
thank
you.
Good night.
Everybody.
Good night. Bye.